Assemblymember Patrick Flynn says three other assembly members put together city redistricting plans with no input from the rest of the body or from the community councils that represent neighborhoods throughout the municipality.
They utilized a firm on a sole source contract that is very closely aligned with the Alaska Republican Party. Seems somewhat inappropriate given the municipal offices are nonpartisan by charter. And then they minimized public input by laying these items on the table as opposed to introducing them in the normal course of events on the agenda, and then passed it on Tuesday night.
The old and new voting districts don't look much different, with the exception of the Airport Heights neighborhood. The current district splits Airport Heights north-south along DeBar. The district approved at Tuesday's meeting migrates that boundary northward, moving Penland Park, a large trailer court across from Northway Mall, into the Midtown district. Assembly members say that they're under pressure to complete redistricting in time for approval by the U.S. Department of Justice to hold an election in April. The process was so rushed that community council leaders like Daniel George of Mountain View are speaking out.
The biggest issue, I think, was the lack of public input. The fact that there were community councils who were not aware of this change or that the only opportunity would be the very next morning, I think was something that really didn't give us a chance to have that input that's very, very necessary in the assembly redistricting process.
Joe McKinnon is a retired Anchorage attorney who worked extensively on Alaska redistricting issues during the 80s. He says he spoke before the assembly at last Tuesday's meeting to warn the body that the draft redistricting plans the committee came up with might be seen by federal authorities as discriminatory against minorities.
Well, you know, I saw the maps they were proposing, and it seemed to me that in all four of the versions that they had as drafts, that the population variances were too high, and I primarily went there just to suggest to them that if they balanced the populations more, that it would withstand any lawsuit that might be brought.
McKinnon says he's also concerned that the assembly seems to have violated state law.
Well, I think it violates the state's Open Meeting Act, which requires governmental bodies to conduct their business in public. The assembly is covered by it, and any assembly subcommittee is covered by it. And so they had an obligation to give public notice of the meeting and allow the public to observe.
Assembly Chair Ernie Hall formed the ad hoc committee to look at redistricting. He says he didn't think he needed to notify the public of meetings of an ad hoc committee.
We have to notice meetings if we've got four assembly members in attendance at a meeting. Those have to be noticed meetings. But if the chair appoints an ad hoc committee such as this, those, to my understanding, don't have to be a public notice.
The plan that was approved at the end of last Tuesday's assembly meeting was one of several developed in the unnoticed meetings of the committee. Assemblymember L.V. Gray Jackson says she's also unhappy with the way the plan was put together, but she thinks the rushed process was a necessity.
The process was, in my opinion, unacceptable, but we really do have to move on as quickly as we can because it has to go to the Department of Justice, who can take up to, I think, 60 days to tell us that everything's A-OK and we can move on. And as everybody knows, we have an April election that we're preparing for right now.
The next regular meeting of the Assembly is November 27th. A new redistricting plan, which moves Penland Park back downtown, increasing the population of the district, is on the agenda for consideration. A public hearing on that new version is set for mid-December. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.